episode number 1 of Teen M Preg Stories. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Priscilla Alvarez. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is a teenage boy who gets cursed to be forever 16 and pregnant. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
In the world of curses, some are meant to be beneficial while others are meant to be harmful. There are those that come with a silver lining, and then there are those that just leave you with nothing but misery for the rest of your life. However, one curse that sounds both perplexing and bewildering is the one that would obliterate the definition of what we know to be male or female. This is the story of a teenage boy who gets cursed to be forever 16 and pregnant.
The story begins with a typical high school boy named Jake. He was a cheerful and charming young man, with a heart full of kindness and empathy. He had no magic powers or anything of that sort, but he had a loving family, and most importantly, he was content with his life. That was until he went to a magic show with his friends one night, hoping for some entertainment and fun. Little did he know that his life would take a bizarre turn after that.
The magician on the stage was performing all sorts of stunts with his magic wand and spells, casting an array of spells from his book of magic. After concluding his performance and thanking his audience, he approached Jake's table and asked if he wanted to play a game. Jake never backed down from a challenge, so he agreed without any hesitation. The magician pulled out a coin from his pocket, handing it to Jake and telling him to call out heads or tails. Jake chose heads, and the magician flicked the coin up into the air. As soon as it landed in Jake's palm, the coin emitted a bright light, blinding Jake's sight. The magician disappeared into thin air, leaving Jake and his friends clueless of what had just happened.
The next morning when Jake woke up, he realized that something was different about him. He felt strange and the normal morning routine of brushing his teeth and taking a shower didn't intrigue him anymore. As he gazed into the mirror, he saw a feminine face complete with high cheekbones, long lashes and a tiny mouth, a total shock to young Jake. He ran his fingers through his hair, and it became clear that his hair had grown long, cascading down his back like smooth silk. As bizarre as that may seem, Jake's new appearance was not the end of his problems. Within a few weeks of the incident, he started exhibiting an array of unusual symptoms. He battled with morning sickness, frequent headaches and mood swings, all of which were typical of pregnancy. Jake soon realized that he was cursed to bear children, and the curse would make sure he remained 16 forever. The news seemed absurd and unrealistic to Jake, much like something out of a novel, but he was living with the curse as a reality. The small town of Aaronville, where he lived, didn't have any answers to his condition, but the hospital came to his aid for a medical examination. The examination reports were inconclusive, and the doctors could not find anything medically wrong with him. Jake's situation came to light, sparking endless debates on social media about the authenticity of transgender and its effects on society. Some of the town's residents saw it as a significant leap for transgender, whereas others chastised Jake for his alleged decision to become queer. The media also joined in and started covering the story, with various news outlets from all over the world seeking interviews with the cursed teenager who is now universally known as the Cursed Boy. Jake's story caught the attention of one particular news station, whose interviewer was never biased and always got to the bottom of the story. The host was Oprah Winfrey, and she invited Jake to her show, where he opened up about his ordeal. Oprah provided him with a platform to speak his truth and encouraged viewers to understand better rather than judge.
Jake's story did not go unnoticed, and it reached world leaders who came out in support of him. The United Nations, in particular, issued a statement that urged countries to integrate more measures to tackle equality and issues of underrepresented groups. The UN added that the very essence of equality is to accord everyone the same rights, privileges and treatment regardless of age, sex and gender.
Jake's story has now become a wake-up call to everyone, and it shows that our community should be inclusive of everyone, no matter their sexual orientation or gender identity. And it is essential for us to embrace diversity and strive to create a welcoming environment for everyone in our society. With his story, Jake has proven that anything is possible, even when life seems to have put an unbearable curse on you.
This has been Teen M Preg Stories, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.